Sly of the Underworld. Thanks to Nick Theodosi Prestige Cars, celebrating 50 years.
20 after 8, Sly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sam. It's great to bring some good news for a change. You remember Ron Fenton, who you interviewed some time ago, the former policeman? While he was a police officer, he was shot several times and was expected to lose his life, but he was too tough. He came back from that. He was never expected to go back to policing, but he did. Ultimately, he suffered profound post-traumatic stress disorder. He was on 17 psychotic drugs and would wake up every night having a nightmare that he was drowning. And he was seriously considering taking his own life until he was provided with a trauma dog called Yogi, who'd actually been trained by a prisoner in New South Wales at Bathurst Prison. And Yogi turned his life around. Yogi can pick his breathing and knows when Ron's starting to get into that nightmare space. The dog wakes up, turns the light on with a paw on a pressure pad, and then jumps on Ron to keep him awake. Well, of course, he's been fighting for years to get the payment for Yogi and maintenance and food and vet bills paid for under work cover type insurance. And finally last week it was settled. Ron won, which means that all Yogi's payments will be made. And that opens the door, of course, for all other police who need those sort of trauma dogs because of PTSD. All the police were looking for was parity with Department of Veterans Affairs. Does it really matter whether you get this dreadful disease in the services or in the emergency services? It's all the same, surely.
So that's great news.
That's a great win for Ron. Now, the government's announced that it's interviewing for the new Chief Commissioner. Graham Ashton will finish on June 28, I think. And there was serious consideration given to extending his contract over the coronavirus time, but they've decided to go ahead with what they've done. One overseas candidate still left, and that's not the former Deputy Commissioner Sir Ken Jones, who did apply but hasn't made the shortlist. I'm pretty confident it'll be a local. The obvious candidates are the Deputy Commissioners Shane Patton, Rick Nugent and Wendy Steedman, and Assistant Commissioner.
Would a decision have been made? Because someone tried to tell me it was Wendy. What you said?
Wendy Steedman. No, I don't think it has been made as yet. I think there's a couple more interviews to be done. Emergency Service Commissioner Andrew Crisp, ex-VicPol, will obviously be in the mix. The legacy, I think, for Graham Ashton is he modernised the police force. The police force got a lot bigger, but it's actually in the area of mental health, which he's taken on pretty strongly, particularly with former members saying, if we've helped break them, we've got to try and help fix them. And I don't think anyone can doubt that Graham Ashton's a very compassionate man. A friend of this program, Kim West, was in hospital. He was an ex-member by then, and Kim had had, I think, a knee replacement that went bad, and he was infected and pretty miserable. And Graham Ashton was up at Mildura at the police station there where Kim's daughter was working, and just said, "How's your old man?" And she said, "Struggling." Well, that night, unannounced, Graham Ashton turned up at Kim West's bed just for a chat. Now, he would have driven all the way back from Mildura. There were no bells and whistles. There was no media. And he'd actually never worked with Kim. But to do that for an ex-member, I think, goes to the decency of the fellow. I think the new commissioner must come with a back-to-basics plan. More police on the road, more street police, and a greater visible presence. Sort of where we are now, 1980s policing. Because a lot of the noisy parties and the alcohol is not an issue. So proactive policing, visible police presence.
Good on you, Sly. Stay with us.